It's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Turn It Up to 11. My name is Mick Muller, standing in for the inimitable Roger Knight, who allowed me to do a show tonight in honor of the 20th anniversary of the passing of Frank Zappa. Yes, it's been 20 years since December 4th, 1993, when Frank left us cold, lonely, and sobbing in the corner. So for the next 2 hours, sit back and open your mind to the bizarre, the ugly, and the genius of Frank Zappa. We will be focusing on the first decade of his 30-year career, 1996 through 1976, which included periods of Dadaism, jazz, funk, and blues, starting with the track from the Mothers of Invention's debut album, Freak Out, and the track, Who Are the Brain Police? Who Are the Brain Police from the Mothers of Invention 1966 double album Freak Out. Double albums were unheard of back in those days. Two separate LPs together. That's a lot of music for the debut album of any band. The first album in the set was comprised of what they were hoping would be radio hits, although a lot of it was quite ugly, as Frank liked to call their music, ugly music. The second LP was mostly experimental with tracks like Help I'm a Rock, which included It Can't Happen Here, and Monster Magnet. These two tracks were highly experimental, lots of sound effects, backwards tracking, people climbing inside of grand pianos and having conversations about God and all kinds of stuff. And he cut them all into little pieces, sprinkled them into the air, reassembled them together on reel-to-reel multi-track tape, and came out with sound collages in the vein of his hero, Edgar Varese, who made the famous quote, "The present-day composer refuses to die." Zappa was in his full-on Dada period of music, and you can hear that in the track, "Help, I'm a Rock." Help, I'm a Rock, from the third side of the Mothers of Invention 1966 double album, Freak Out. Side four of this double album contained a track called Return of the Son of Monster Magnet, which presented even more bizarrity. Thank you. The next year, 1967, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention released their second LP, Absolutely Free. Much more polished, much more put together, much less experimental, but no less brilliant. Here are three tracks together comprising one long song called The Duke of Prunes.
Sing for you, my
In 1968, Zappa began working on a project called, quote, No Commercial Potential, unquote, which was a dig at the radio executives who poo-pooed the first couple of albums they came out with, saying that they had no commercial potential. This project eventually became the albums We're Only in It for the Money, the third album, Lumpy Gravy, Cruising with Reuben and the Jets, and Uncle Meat, another double album, which peaked at number 43 on the Billboard charts. Zappa stated, "It is all one album. All the material in the albums is organically related. And if I had all the master tapes and I could take a razor blade and cut them apart and put them together again in a different order, it would still make one piece of music you could listen to." We'll now look at some of those albums, starting with Concentration Moon from We're Only in It for the Money. Here on Turn It Up to 11.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group.
Concentration Moon, over the camp in the valley. Concentration Moon, wish I was back in the alley, with all of my friends still running free. Growing out every hole in me.
American way, threatened by us. Drag a few creeps away in a bus. American way, prisoner lock. Smash every creep in the face with a rock. Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye. Suddenly die-die. Cop kill a creep.
A time when everybody who is lonely will be free to sing and dance and love. There will come a time when every evil that we know will be an evil that we can rise above. Who cares if hair is long or short or straight or partly gray? We know that hair ain't where it's at. There will come a time when you won't even be ashamed if you are fat. Wah, 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 wah.
Above.
Who cares if you're so poor you can't afford to buy a pair of Monogogo stretch elastic pants?
There will come a time when you can even take your clothes off when you dance.